This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Airport Boulevard is one of the many areas of Austin that's undergoing an economic transformation, for better or for worse, depending on your point of view. One of the people who is working to make it a destination for restaurants is a chef who was raised in Austin. He is Sean Serkeel. The restaurant is Bullfight. And the Austin American Statesman's restaurant critic, Matthew Odom, is here to tell us about it. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So who is Sean Serkeel?
I think a lot of people know Sean Serkeel from Parkside, which kind of helped rejuvenate 6th Street. He also opened Backspace just around the corner from that, the Neapolitan pizza place. And he has Olive and June, the Italian restaurant, which is just up here, just north of campus.
Bullfight sounds kind of Spanish to me.
It is Spanish, actually. And when you think Spain, you probably think tapas, which are small plates that are shareable. And that is definitely the centerpiece at Bullfight.
Like a classic take on it, or is he doing his own spin on tapas?
There's quite a bit of wiggle room to kind of do some Texas bistro stuff in addition to the tapas. I don't think they want to be too hemmed in by having to adhere to strict classic policy, I guess.
Right.
But there are classics on there, like the tortilla española that has caramelized onion and potato. You've got patatas bravas, which are fried potatoes that come in this kind of piquant sauce with aioli as well. And then, of course, paella. You got to have paella. The paella there has a little bit of a twist on it. Chorizo, which you don't find all that often in the paella. And of course, at the bottom, you like to scrape up the sucre out there, the crispy little pieces of rice that stick to the bottom of the paella dish. Unfortunately, I think mine have been stirred maybe too much or something. I didn't get enough of those crispy, chewy bites that you like at the bottom there. But the flavor was nice on that. And again, on the tortilla española and the patatas bravas, the temperature wasn't quite right on them. And I think part of that is you have a full restaurant, you've got a ton of different dishes coming out at different times, and I think sometimes the kitchen there on a few visits has gotten backed up. At other times, it seems like they had dishes that had maybe been sitting there for a minute before they came out, so they are working on some timing things there.
What's the stuff that's new where they're taking their own spin on tapas?
Well, you know, you might get something a little different, which would be a cauliflower gazpacho that was served warm instead of cold, so that's a little bit off tradition. You'd also have like a marinated beet salad, which of course beet salads are very popular, especially in new American cuisine. But they have almonds in it. I think there was some paprika oil. So you do have Spanish elements to those dishes. They have a lamb burger that has yogurt and cilantro. So you're kind of getting a little different Mediterranean flavors there. And then there's a section of the menu called features that has several toast, basically, for lack of a better word. So toasted bread covered with, in one instance, lump crab meat with piquillo peppers and lemon aioli, and another one that I really liked that had urchin roe on it and a little bit of lemon zest. So it was oceanic flavors and also bright, really nice dish there.
When we're talking tapas, we're also talking drinking because the two go hand in hand. What's the booze situation like at Bullfight?
You know, there is a really intriguing all-Spanish wine list, so if you don't know much about Spanish wine, it's a great introduction to that. They have several varietals, and the servers were helpful in talking through that by asking what you like from other regions, so maybe what kind of Spanish wine you'd like. There's also a really great sherry list of about a dozen sherries, and then they also have vermouth, which are nice to sip on maybe before dinner. Which is a bustling scene there. There's a pretty big bar area there. There's seats at the bar and then a big communal table. So it's proven to be a pretty popular happy hour spot for cocktails, sangria, sherry, Spanish wine, to go with kind of the cured meats and some of the snacks they have.
And is dessert a big thing for them?
You know, they have a great pastry chef who works for the entire restaurant group. Her name is Erica Waxmunsky. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. She was previously over at Congress, the fine dining restaurant downtown.
Right.
And so she only has three desserts on the menu. One of them is a turrón de chocolate, which is kind of a play on a chocolate and hazelnut candy bar with some salted caramel ice cream, which is really nice and kind of speaks to the idea that it might be nice to see her throw another dessert or two on that menu.
Okay. Overall, sounds like you mostly liked it?
Yeah, I did. Again, there were some service lags. I think some of the temperatures on the dishes weren't great. There were a couple dishes like a ham-wrapped grilled quail that I wasn't crazy about. And it can be loud at times, but you need to know what you're getting into if you're going to go to a Spanish tapas restaurant.
Right.
But I think it's a nice addition to the airport scene. It's nice, again, as I said to you, I think a week ago, to move away from New American a little bit. And I think Austin's ready for a little more diversity.
The restaurant is Bullfight. It's located on Airport Boulevard near 48th Street, and that space actually has some significance to Sir Keel's family, right?
That's right. It was built on a piece of property where Sir Keel's grandfather, Gene Johnson, used to do car repairs back when it was a gravel road in the middle of the last century.
Wow. All right. Bringing it full circle. Check out the review at Austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.